Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. The U.S. Peace Corps lists as its third goal to promote a better understanding of other peoples on the part of Americans. And that's the reason for Columbia's Third Goal Film Festival. Through movies and discussion, they do just that, promote our understanding of the people of the rest of the world. Tonight on our show, we preview the upcoming Third Goal Film Festival with its organizer, with a filmmaker who'll be bringing us a great story from Nicaragua and more. Previewing the Third Goal Film Festival tonight, it's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. It's Thinking Out Loud, KBIA. The 9th Annual Third Goal Film Festival is coming to Columbia at the end of the month. It'll be January 31st at the Missouri Theater. A lot of very interesting films coming in. It is part of Columbia Returned Peace Corps Volunteers. We will be telling you about that and about all of the films, including one in particular in which the filmmaker will be involved in a conversation you can take part in. Find out more about what was going on with that. And all of these interesting films. And joining us, we've got a whole crew around us today for the conversation. First of all, Mike Burden is with us. He's helped put the festival together. He's with Columbia Returned Peace Corps Volunteers. Mike, welcome. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Jennifer Erickson is here with CAT TV, our community access television set up here with the City of Columbia, and they're going to be participating, and we'll tell you more about that in a bit. Jennifer, good to see you.
Yes, always.
And joining us on the phone is the producer of one of the films, El Canto de Basawa. He is Brad Allgood, and he's joining us over the phone from Washington, D.C. Brad, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Mike, let me start with you. As I mentioned, the Third Goal Film Festival is part of Columbia Returned Peace Corps Volunteers, and that's one of those organizations that the very basic idea, you kind of get out there with the name, but talk a little bit, just real briefly, about what Returned Peace Corps Volunteers organization is about and why you're doing a film festival.
Sure, sure. Well, I think the first word there really kind of clues you in, that it's returned and not former, and that's deliberate and relates to the third goal, which in the third goal of Peace Corps is to build greater understanding of other cultures on the part of Americans. So for us to bring back stories and our experiences from where we served in any of 165 countries around the world and share that with friends and family back home, and film's a great way to do that.
Well, and we've got a perfect example here in our own offices. Trevor Harris, who is one of the producers of this program and one of the announcers on KBIA, spent some time with his wife Lisa in the Peace Corps in Africa, and I mean, conversation about experiences there and stuff he learned happens all the time, and it's wonderful, and it's very useful for all of us around, and I'm sure that's probably the case for each of you guys. This is the 9th year of the film festival, and just kind of talk about how it's grown over the years.
Sure. Well, it really started as a recruitment event, and it actually started when I was serving in Mongolia with my wife, so I missed the first few years, and came back in 2008 and heard about it on the radio, immediately was interested and attended, and there happened to be a film about Mongolia where we served, and we spoke a little bit about our experience, which was really fun, met a Mongolian family in the crowd that day, and so instantly the event for me had a strong personal connection, and one of the things that was hardest about returning from Mongolia was just missing our friends and family there, so to connect with a Mongolian family through this event, just really right away, we're like, this is awesome. So we kind of stayed involved with it. For the 50th anniversary, which was in 2011, we brought in a director for the first time and went really well. And so we've been doing that every year since. And that's really where CAT TV's partnership has come in. For this was the fourth year of partnering with Columbia Access Television. And they've helped us to bring in a special guest each year, a director of one of the films. And really kind of enhance what we're doing in that day before with a dialogue about filmmaking.
Now we'll talk more in depth about CAT TV in a little bit, but Jennifer, just real briefly, talk about the mission, I guess, of what CAT TV is all about and why participation in this event is just really natural for you guys.
Well, we're the community media center for Columbia, so we have the public access channel, but we also have a lot of resources that if you're interested at all in the craft of filmmaking or just want to express yourself through video, we have the resources for you to do that. We train you how to use equipment. We have the equipment. We have the software. So for very little money, you have access to everything you need to create a film. So you can see why we partner with our many local film festivals. The festivals show the end result, and you know the process when they bring in filmmakers. You get to see these amazing films. So many people are interested in making their own films, and that's where CAT comes in. We can help you with that.
And I want to get a plug in an organization I'm involved with, the Missouri River Cultural Conservancy. We are doing concerts Tuesday evenings here in town at Cafe Berlin, videotape those, and they're shown on CAT TV as a way of highlighting some local musicians and original music from our region. And that's just one example of a whole lot of organizations that are plugged in with you guys. So that's terrific. And obviously, something like this is just perfect for you guys. Again, the film festival will be on January 31st over at the Missouri Theater. The day before, on January 30th, remind me what day of the week that is, by the way.
That's a Friday.
Friday. So on Friday in the evening, there at the CAT Studios on East Broadway, as they've done in past years, there's going to be a filmmaker chat. You get an opportunity to meet the guy who put together one of the five films that'll be a part of this year's festival, at El Canto de Basawas, and that is Brad Allgood. And Brad, as we've got you here on the phone, let me first of all just kind of have you start by talking about this film and how it got put together.
Okay, well, it's great to be here, and I appreciate the support from the festival and from the local media. The film is a one-hour documentary that follows the journey of some musicians into the Nicaraguan rainforest to record professionally for the first time in history the music of an indigenous tribe. We shot the film last year, and this will actually be its North American premiere. So we're very excited about having that in Missouri.
I want to hear the story about making this, because that sounds, first of all, it sounds like it's going to be a great film, and as somebody that that digs music, that's going to be something that we definitely want to see. But there's got to be more to this than the stuff I just talked about, where I go into a nice, comfortable bar and record music. You guys were out in the jungle.
Yeah, that's right. The film is a combination of an adventure film and a music film with a little bit of social issue, environmental awareness thrown in. But yeah, it was the film sort of chronicles this journey up into one of the most remote areas in Central America, the Basawas Biosphere Reserve, which is part of the largest tract, or part of the one of the largest remaining intact tracts of rainforest north of the Amazon. So it's a very remote region, very difficult to access, and the journey is grueling. And part of the film, you know, sort of follows these you know, fish out of water characters up the river, up this long river to this remote town to record the music of this indigenous tribe, Mayagna, professionally for the first time. So it's a fun trip that you get to take with these musicians and also hear some really interesting music along the way.
Not to mention just some beautiful scenery that you get to see, and that, as you mentioned, is difficult for all of us to go there in person, but to get a sense of the place and its importance and the culture there, it's really captivating.
Let me reset with everybody here. We have Mike Burden along. He's with Columbia Return Peace Corps Volunteers putting together the Third Goal Film Festival on January 30th and 31st here in Columbia. Jennifer Erickson of CAT TV and the producer of one of the films of the festival, El Canto de Basawas, or The Music of Basawas. Joining us by the phone is Brad Allgood. And let me, Mike, from the description that he's given here, this just sounds like a perfect film with what you guys are talking about. I mean, it's going to be beautiful to watch. There's going to be a lot of scenery, as Brad was just telling us, some interesting characters and a story that goes here, but also just raising the awareness for people here in the middle of the country, of a region of Earth that most of us are probably never going to get a chance to go visit ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, we're really excited to have it, and it fits very well with what we're hoping to do, you know, which is to just expose people to cultures that they wouldn't otherwise have a chance to get to know. And we're very lucky again. This is the three of four of our guests in recent years have been returned Peace Corps volunteers themselves. So it's not a requirement that our director served in the Peace Corps, but we certainly love it when they bring that perspective as well. And I believe that Brad can talk more about this, of course, but I think that his filmmaking career was sparked by his Peace Corps service in Nicaragua.
Yeah, that's right. I was a volunteer in Nicaragua from 2004 to 2007. And came across the story actually while I was serving in the Peace Corps. And then a couple of years later, dove into the idea and made it happen. This is actually the second year that I participated in the festival. I had a film in the festival last year, and it was also based in Nicaragua. So this is my third film that I've shot in Nicaragua and made in Nicaragua as a result of my Peace Corps service there.
Brad, my sister has spent some time there. I've never been able to travel there, but it just glows in talking about it. Talk about for you, because you've continued to return, because you've continued to tell these stories, what it is that makes Nicaragua special for you.
What I really like about Nicaragua is the authenticity, I think, of the country. As one of the least developed countries in the hemisphere, there's a lot of opportunity for adventure. It's sort of like multiple countries in one. You have the Pacific side of the country, which is more developed and more what you would expect from a Central American country. But from a filmmaking perspective and even sort of a adventure perspective, the eastern and Caribbean coast of the country, I find far more interesting. There's just unexplored territories, dense rainforests, lagoons, uninhabited white sands, keys, just a diversity of geography and of culture that is absolutely fascinating to explore. And so for me, as a filmmaker, there's so many untold stories to be found in that region. So that's why I'm drawn to it.
The entire schedule for the festival can be found online, thirdgoalfilmfest.org. Spell out third, don't use the number three, thirdgoalfilmfest.org. We're talking with Mike Burden of Columbia Returned Peace Corps Volunteers, Jennifer Erickson from Cat TV, and the producer of the film El Canto de Basawa is Brad Allgood, joining us by the phone. Jennifer, one of the events, and we're getting Brad into town for this one that you guys are helping to put together, is going to be the chat on Friday evening. And just talk a little bit more about what that event's going to be like and your role in putting that together.
Sure. Well, as Brad was talking, I'm really excited to see the film and hear the story. But the part that we bring on that Friday evening is he can show some clips from the film. But also talk about the filmmaking process. And there were so many topics that, as Brad was talking, I got really excited about. I mean, as a filmmaker or as somebody interested in video production, what is it like to film on site in a challenging area? How do you capture the best type of sound? What does it mean to try to bring a crew or work on your own in that setting? I mean, there's so many. It's a very rich film to talk about in reference to the filmmaking process, and that's what we do on the Friday before. So Friday night, January 30th, 6 o'clock at Stevens College in our Studio A, we'll have a longer conversation with Brad about the filmmaking process. So I encourage anyone who's interested in any sort of video production to come and hear somebody who's been through, who's created and been through all of the issues that would allow for a film like that to be made.
And I should mention, something we're doing for the first time this year is inviting the public to submit their work as well. We're having a filmmaker competition. We're asking for no longer than 3-minute films, just documenting what does it mean for you to cross cultures. And that can happen in the grocery store here. It can happen in Nicaragua. And it can happen in lots of different ways. And so we're hoping to get some submissions from the Columbia community, addressing that question, like what's it mean to cross cultures and why is that important?
And Jennifer and Mike, I imagine, and I've talked with filmmakers and people involved with this business for a while about this, the equipment that it takes to make a movie used to be cost prohibitive for all but people that were kind of plugged in with this one certain system. This stuff's getting accessible now that just about anybody that feels like they've got a story to tell can at least think about, maybe I could do this, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, what we have as an amazing resource in town is CAT. You can come in. We have high-def DSLR cameras for checkout. We have standard-def tape-based cameras that are real workhorses. We have GoPros. We have all of the tripods and light kits and microphones, everything you need. And plus, you know, we'll be in our high-def studio that Friday evening. But that's something the community and organizations such as MoRiv Conservancy and the Third Goal Film Fest, you have access to a high-def, fully functional studio where you can create your own content.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Mike Burden, Jennifer Erickson, Brad Allgood, all with us. It's the Third Goal Film Festival, Friday the 30th for the Filmmaker Chat there at CAT TV on East Broadway in Columbia. And then, of course, the festival itself on Saturday the 31st at the Missouri Theater. Mike, I want to talk about some of the other films that are going to be shown. El Canto de Basua, obviously going to draw a lot of interest, especially with Brad in town. We talk about the goal of this and talking about the stories of the returned Peace Corps volunteers. And I think this first one on here, Alex and Ali, is going to really be another great way to highlight that, because this is a story of a friendship over several decades.
That's right. Yeah. So Alex served in Iran in the 60s and then lived there for several years after his service and developed a very close relationship with Ali, you know, and this film documents their reunification, you know, some 35 years later, and the complications that come with that. And it is an amazing journey, and it has a lot of unexpected twists. And I think that folks are going to be moved by the film. They're going to have a lot of good questions as well. It is pretty powerful.
I imagine it sounds like a really interesting one. Alex and Ali, one of the films there. And one of the others that we want to talk about, we've talked somewhat about El Canto de Basua. The next one on here, When the Time Comes, and this one looks very interesting also, and dealing with the very difficult and controversial situation with female genital mutilation and cutting.
Yeah, and it's a short. That's a 13-minute film, but amazing, beautifully shot. And we have volunteers who served in regions where that is a practice that still occurs, and so they're going to talk about kind of their perspectives, as well as some folks from Kenya as well, to provide some context to that and where it currently stands. We try and have difficult conversations. You know, that's the objective.
Sure.
You know, global films, local dialogue, and we bring people with expertise in to kind of further the discussion and answer the questions that the films raise.
And then the other film that is part of the festival is Cambodian Sun, and I want to hear about that.
Yeah, so Cambodian Sun, this is Khosla Kiev's story. So he was actually, you know, was a refugee, came to the United States at around age one. And this story brings to light multiple intersecting issues, including immigration, deportation, incarceration, juvenile justice. Art is integral to healing and full human development, and a lot more. So it is very timely, as immigration is currently being debated on local and national level.
Sure.
You know, very powerful. Kosal becomes a spoken word poet during his time of incarceration here in the United States. And upon getting out of prison, he is deported to a country that he doesn't know. And so I had not really been aware of these types of stories. And so we learn about some other folks who also were deported to Cambodia, but who had spent their whole lives in the United States. And it's, you get to see some amazing poetry, and it's a beautiful film.
The idea of being kind of uprooted and placed somewhere that you don't think of yourself as belonging by force, something that I think we can all relate to, is must be awfully terrifying. But the idea of choosing to go into other cultures and what can come from that, I think it's going to be explored in a very interesting way then in the other film, 27 Months, which basically gets to the heart of the whole idea of what you guys are all about, and that is the question, can you walk a mile in someone else's shoes? And talk a little bit about this one, 27 Months.
Yeah, so this is unique to my knowledge in that there's been several documentaries made about Peace Corps, but they're mostly reflection pieces. And here we have real time, as it's unfolding, the experiences of three volunteers in Azerbaijan, the Philippines, and Liberia. And so they actually take cameras with them. The director, who herself was not a Peace Corps volunteer, she was our guest last year and showed a rough cut of just a piece of the film. So we're really excited to show the completed film and kind of see this unfold over the 27-month. That's the duration of Peace Corps experience. The ups, the downs, and kind of everything in between.
If I may interject, the filmmaker was here last year, and she did our Cat Chat filmmaker discussion last year. So we actually have that video. If you're interested in seeing 27 Months, which I hope you are, you can go back and go to our website, columbiaaccess.tv, and access last year's in-depth conversation with the filmmaker of 27 Months. Her name again
was? Ashley Tindall.
Thank you, Ashley. Yes, sorry about that.
Yeah, and right now we're in discussion. I believe at least one of the volunteers featured in the film will be here as well.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's definitely something to look forward to. It's the Third Goal Film Festival, Friday evening, the 30th of January, and Saturday, the 31st. The Cat Chat and the Filmmaker Chat with Brad Allgood is going to take place at the Cat Studios, 1405 East Broadway here in Columbia. And then the films and the festival itself on the 31st on Saturday will be over at the Missouri Theater. One of the other events that's going to be taking place that evening that I really want to give you guys a chance to brag on a little bit is the filmmaker competition showcase. You talked about getting local filmmakers involved with that, and I think that's going to be something that's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, it's you know, we're hoping to get a lot of great submissions. We have some already, and then they're looking great. And you know, we just talked about, you know, showcasing, you know, professional filmmakers' work, and there's a lot of people here in Columbia, and especially through, you know, organizations like CAT that have started to develop those skills, and you know, we want to hear what they have to say. You know, we want their conversations to be out there too, and what an opportunity to see your work on the big screen at the Missouri Theater in front of a large crowd.
We're joined by Mike Burden, Columbia Return Peace Corps volunteers, and the Third Goal Film Festival, Jennifer Erickson of CAT TV, and Brad Allgood, who is the producer of one of the films that will be a part of the Third Goal Film Festival, El Canto de Basawai. He's on the phone in Washington, D.C. It's Thinking Out Loud from KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. Jennifer, I want to talk to you a little bit, maybe in a broader context, about CAT TV. We've heard a lot in the last few months, in the last year or so, about some real concerns for y'all's future, about financial concerns, and there was the question asked when you first came in here, and we were just visiting conversationally, is CAT TV even going to be there? And it sounds like while the future has got some challenges, it's also pretty solid for y'all, and that's good news.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working hard over the past 5-6 years to solidify our income in different ways. You know, the issue is that's been in the news a lot, what about the City of Columbia funding? But we do have funding from other sources. We're trying to amp that up. We have, you know, with everything as it's going right now, we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to provide resources in filmmaking and, you know, to our community. I will point out, I really loved what Brad was saying about, you know, the whole revolution in filmmaking and how it's becoming easier and easier.
I loved they used the term democratization. I think that's perfect.
Oh, yeah, I like that too. But I do want to point out, you know, sometimes that can be intimidating. Like, Brad's coming here with an hour-long film, and, you know, getting started in the filmmaking process, I love what the Third Goal Film Fest is doing. Like, what they have done is they've bought an organizational membership, so it's $100 a year, up to 5 people can take part in the resources and training. And so they have a whole crew of people. You know, they're not making a full film as part of this. They're getting B-roll, and they're covering what's going on at the Third Goal Film Fest. So after the film festival, they can come into CAT, use our software and our Mac computers, and put together kind of a highlight reel and just promote next year's event, or, you know, try to get people aware of what's going on. So I guess my point is that, you know, sometimes it's intimidating. I want to do some video, but I don't want to make I'm afraid to make a long film. Get started with some of these basic things. You're volunteering for an organization, join CAT, come in, just get some B-roll. And what I mean by B-roll is just showing people doing what, you know, providing services or out in the field or in the community, teaching, that type of thing. Get some footage of that and then put it together in some shorter videos.
Brad, as you talk with people that maybe feel like they have a story to tell and this might be a way that they would enjoy doing it or get excited about doing it, and I know you're going to talk a lot more about this when you get to town with the filmmaker chat on Friday night at CAT TV, But just a quick and dirty question. Talk a little bit about what advice you do give to people that think that might be a way for them to tell the story that's in their head or the story they're aware of.
Well, first of all, I would say just go try it. That's kind of how I started. My background was in science. I studied biology and geology undergrad and was working the Peace Corps in public health and stumbled upon filmmaking through a media project that a friend of mine put together. And it was almost like love at first sight, essentially. I caught the media bug. And I didn't have the tools or the knowledge or the experience, but dove right in and started making, just like we've been talking about, short form projects. You know, go out and shoot. And you can do it with your iPhone even now, and
yeah,
on iMovie and on your computer. I mean, the tools are there. So just give it a try. Don't be scared. And just keep, you know, producing, you know, pieces of the media and produce more and more, and, you know, read up on storytelling techniques and, you know, watch films, copy what other people are doing. But just, I don't know, my biggest piece of advice would be to just try and see if it's something that resonates with you and if it's something that you love doing. I mean, it certainly has filled that role for me. I fell in love with the process, and it's now what was, you know, an interest is now my career.
That's awesome. Real briefly, Mike, I want to ask you, I know that a lot of people and a lot of organizations have been helping you put the Third Coal Film Festival together, and I think it's worth mentioning some of these guys.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, this is a free event, too, and I wanted to just emphasize that.
Good.
And that's possible because we have some wonderful campus and community sponsors, and the MU Career Center, Masters of Public Health Program, MU Libraries, KBIA, and in the community, KOPN, and the Missouri Arts Council and CAT TV, and then the Chancellor's Diversity Initiative also on campus. So, and then, you know, we're the hosting agency, but the Central Missouri Return Peace Corps volunteers, but we couldn't do it without all the help of these great campus and community partners. And that's what enables us to bring this event to the public for free.
That's wonderful. And there's always great stuff happening with CAT TV. Let me really briefly remind you again, the Third Coal Film Festival, it's going to be happening Friday the 30th at CAT TV Studios, 1405 East Broadway. And you can find out more about that and everything else that's happening with CAT TV, ColumbiaAccess.tv online. The Third Coal Film Festival with all of the films, Saturday the 31st at the Missouri Theater. The first film is going to start up about 12:15. Cambodian Sun starts around 7:30 or so. So it's a full day, but you can find the schedule and maybe pick the events that you want to do if you don't want to make the full day out of it. And you can do that again at their website, thirdcoalfilmfest.org. And as Mike just mentioned, the whole thing is free. The Filmmaker Chat with Brad Allgood on Friday evening, something that you definitely want to check out if you get a chance to do that as well. Well, we want to again thank all of our guests, Mike Burden there in the studio with us from Columbia Return Peace Corps volunteers in the Third Coal Film Festival, Jennifer Erickson of CAT TV, and joining us on the phone from Washington, D.C., the producer of the film El Canto de Basawa, Brad Allgood. Thank you all very much for being with us tonight. And that is our program for this evening, Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm going to be back Thursday evening at 6:30 for a special global journalist tribute to Stuart Laurie, that program's founder, who passed away last week. And tune in Thursday evening for the Global Journalist here on KBIA. Remember, you can follow Thinking Out Loud on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for KBIA Thinking Out Loud. We'll have Thinking Out Loud again next Tuesday evening here on KBIA. Till then, I'm Darren Helwedge. Have a great evening.